Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call this a session of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs to order at about 1 minute after one on, what is this, on the 6th of April, 2006. And we have before us today CS or House Bill Concurrent Resolution 21. I'd like to have somebody move to adopt this bill for discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I would like to make a motion to move the House CS for the CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution 21. It's number 24-LS1682/Y.
Fine, and thank you, without objection. And I'd like to, present today we have Representative McGuire, Representative Grunberg, Representative Dawson, Representative Elkins, Representative Sisson, and myself, Chair Lynn, for this committee. And today, again, we have that before us, and we have nobody online, right? Okay. Would you like to speak to the bill or introduce yourself?
For the record, my name is Josh Temple. I'm staff to Senator Huggins. This Senate Concurrent Resolution has to do with the Vietnam Memorial Wall, the Moving Wall. It's a half-size replica of the memorial that's in D.C. It'll be coming to Alaska. It'll be visiting many different locations that it's never visited before, such as Bethel, Cordova, Kodiak, Ock Bay. A lot of these villages, some such as Cordova, most people don't know this, but Cordova actually has the highest per capita rate of Vietnam deaths in the country. And so it means a lot to a lot of these people. It's just be an incredibly emotional experience. I know personally this means a lot to me as well. This won't just be a tour. The tour won't just be focusing on Vietnam veterans. It'll be for all veterans. In some of the cities, I know in Wasilla, especially, they'll be, and Fairbanks, they'll be reading off the casualties from the most current event here, Operation Iraqi Freedom, as well as names from the wall. Excuse me. The CS we brought before today basically just changed a couple of minor things. The date needed to be changed, so it now says May 9th, that the Alaska State Legislature declares May 19th, 2006 through July 22nd, 2006, the Summer of Honor and a Season of Gratitude. Basically, there are just some minor things, like May 19th was changed from May 29th to May 19th, and the title was changed. I think we put quotations around the Summer of Honor and Season of Gratitude. Nothing real controversial here.
I assume that Jane Fonda is not going to testify then.
I should hope not, unless you have her online.
I do not. I've had the opportunity to see the actual wall in Washington, D.C. It's very moving, and I've seen, not in Alaska, but I've seen the moving wall in California on several occasions, and that's also a moving thing. And I personally want to congratulate the Senator, everybody who's worked on this bill. Anybody have any questions for Fonda? Yes.
Something that came to mind, and I don't have the material with me. There was a young man from the town of Hyder. He went to Vietnam. He was a CB, a construction battalion, Navy guy. And he got the Congressional Medal of Honor. And the people in Hyder are interested in honoring him and doing something with his house. It is very important. He's the only Navy CB to get a Medal of Honor in Vietnam. And as far as I know, Bonsall, the guy who became an Alaskan, was not an Alaskan when he got the Medal of Honor. And I think the kid in Hyder was maybe the only Alaskan to get the Medal of Honor in Vietnam. There's a man in Juneau, and I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I just thought of this.
I'll permit you to birdwalk.
His name's John Pearson, and he's a friend, and he is part of this group in Hyder that's doing this. And I'm wondering if it would be possible to put a little bit in here encouraging the state and the city of Hyder to look at possibly honoring this guy who got the Medal of Honor. And I'm speaking as a Vietnam Navy vet myself.
Through the chair. Representative, I have most respect for Medal of Honor winners, things of that nature, and that is a great idea. Fortunately, this bill is trying to avoid making it about any one individual or anything of that nature.
Okay.
It's a... It would be a very...
I would agree with that. I think we need to look into that issue. Maybe we can do something else about the fellow in Hyder, either in the form of resolution or a citation or something. I mean, we need, let's discuss that outside the committee. Representative Dalston.
So I was going to make a motion, but I think there's a...
No, I was just going to basically mimic what the chairman said. I don't know that kid, but I think we should do something for him in his honor.
let's talk about it outside the committee, a citation, resolution, or something.
What we'll do is we can talk.
Fine. Any, Representative Sessner, any comments? Representative McGuire, any comment? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Anybody online? No. Anybody in the audience? Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to make just a comment first, if that's all right with you, Mr. Chair. Please thank the senator for his work on this bill. Having seen the actual wall in Washington, D.C., and having seen a moving wall in other places, it is truly a wonderful item. And I am just so grateful that our country has learned so many lessons since the Vietnam War, and that we have learned how to appropriately treat veterans when they come home and how to take care of their families while they're gone. And I think that the folks who served in the Vietnam War paid a couple of very heavy, heavy penalties and prices besides, you know, their actual service in the field. And so I'm grateful for that. But with that, Mr. Chair, I would like to make the motion that we move the House CS for Senate Resolution number 21, it's the Y version from committee with attached zero physical note and individual recommendations.
Any comment? If not, without objection, bill to pass. And thank you for coming. And my congratulations also to the senator.
Thank you, Mr.
And I would close the this session of the House Special Committee on Military Veterans Affairs at 10 minutes after 1.